Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is time now for Brian Broaddus in Krusty's Corner. Here he is, Broaddus.
Thank you very much, General Lucius and Cheech. First, before I get started, I want to thank Skip from Sunnyvale for the new lids.
That is a nice hat.
Yeah, the Krusty Speed Store in Nebraska. How do you like that, huh?
It's classic.
That is classic. But Skip,
Skip has the best gifts of all the Tolos.
Hey, Skip, I really do appreciate you sending that along, brother. Thank you so much. Okay, in the sports mix today, Cheech.
Yes, sir.
Deion Sanders said today that Nick Saban wasn't talking to him or Jimbo Fisher, but he was talking to his own boosters to get off their rear and step it up. Do you agree with him on that?
Ooh, that was not something I had necessarily considered. But if Deion being one of the callouts, kind of one of the victims of Nick Saban's little rant,
yeah,
feels that way, then I honestly, this could be like some master genius level of strategy here from Saban. I hadn't thought of that, Broaddus, but I'll be honest with you, kind of makes some sense.
General?
Yeah, I sense that he got an apology from Nick Saban. You know, they've worked together in the past. I think Nick called and said, man, you know, I was trying to get my boosters. Yeah. That's what it sounds like if you listen to it from that perspective. Absolutely. But I still think he messed up by mentioning names.
Yeah.
You know, it's going onto the internet. You don't get a pass because you were talking to your boosters. It was still a D move.
Yeah. You know what? When you put it in that perspective of you don't call out other coaches and other programs because everybody knows where
the bodies are buried.
Exactly.
And numbers. Don't say numbers like that.
Yeah, don't say numbers.
What are you
Lucius,
doing,
yes,
bro?
Especially right. But
you're making
makes
the
it
price
messy.
Go up out there.
It is.
Creating a bidding war, bro.
There is some honor among those guys. I mean, when you recruit and all that. I remember that's what I'm saying back in the 80s when my dad was recruiting. You didn't turn each other in. Everybody was cheating. You knew how it was going, and you just accepted it and moved on. You didn't
that's right.
Wheel on anybody. But I think it's interesting the perspective that Sanders is saying, like, hey, he's not talking to me and he ain't talking to Jimbo. He's telling his boosters, you guys better get it together.
Because
everybody else here is getting it together but us. So we'll see. I'm pretty fascinated by the whole thing. All right, General.
Mm-hmm.
If you see this early from the Mavs, will it put your nerves at ease? What will it be? So give me something that if you see it early in this game, it might put your nerves at ease from the Mavs.
Luka finishing in the paint. Yeah. You know, I think you could say three-point shots falling, but that is not predictable quarter to quarter.
Sure.
You know, somebody's got to get in there and finish, and I think Luka's the best one. You know, another thing would be Jalen Brunson finding space. And the difference between his body language and his aggressiveness from the Suns game one and then really for the rest of the series was massive. You know, he was the bullied. He was the hunted in game one. And then he became like a bowling ball in there, and he became great at blasting into guys and then using that opportunity to find a little space and go up with a clean look. So, yeah, I'd say those two things.
I like that, Dawson, because I was reading in The Ringer today. Luka averaged almost 5 shots in the restricted area through the first 2 rounds of these playoffs. He didn't get a single one of those up-close attempts in game one.
Wow.
So, like, they were able to really keep him away from being able to penetrate, and they're making a conscious effort in doing that. Okay, like, the help from Draymond, the help from Kevon Looney, if he's going to blow by one of these guys, those guys are ready to rock and roll. They have the basketball IQ, and they're just, that's just what they're used to doing. They play great help defense, and especially when it comes to getting these guys in the paint, like Luka was probably trying to do, and then it's like, oh my gosh, I got really nowhere to go. So I think that's a huge one. I like that a lot. Of course, the shots falling. I'll look at the turnovers, because I think that's the turnovers are what really fuels Golden State getting out and running and really just getting to control everything. And I think that, like, the Mavs are so good at ball protection, and Luka struggled in that in game one. And so I'll look at the turnovers in that kind of that first quarter and see, okay, are we protecting the ball here, and are we able to force some? Because, I mean, it's on both sides where the turnovers matter so much. Golden State feeds off of getting and forcing turnovers, but they also have their own struggles with turning the ball over. And so that, to me, like, that needs to be a massive discrepancy on how many Golden State turnovers there are and how many you have.
All right, I like that. Let's go back to you on this one, Cheech. Better stat line tonight, Luka or Curry? Not have to give me the numbers, just better stat line tonight.
I'm going to go with, I feel confident that Luka's going to have one of those nasty style games. I do. And I know that Bassick tweeted one out. It might have been yesterday or the day before, talking about one of the 13-point games that Luka had in the playoffs versus the Clippers from, I believe it was last year's postseason. Yeah, here it is. Luka, game three. This was, okay, this goes back to the bubble. But you're talking about a playoff game, Luka 4-14, 13 points, struggling. Okay, the next game, Luka's 18 for 31, 43 points, 17 boards, 13 assists. So, like, that's just one example of crappy Luka playoff game turns into historic Luka playoff game. I'll take Luka tonight.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. You know, the Warriors have much more of a team offense now than an offense led by any one or even two guys. It's much more spread out. I think the Mavs have great answers for how to contain Steph Curry. I don't see him getting loose and getting crazy and having a bunch of open threes that he needs to really go off.
Yeah.
And it's not even close how much better Jordan Poole is at dribble drive penetration now. Like, Steph's still a good player, but you can see it in his body. You can see it in his hair, his face. He's a little bit older now.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree with you on that, too. Like that. Okay, General, I'll come back to you on this one. Do you think that Kevin Harlan told Stan Van Gundy about Chief's question?
That's really interesting. No. I'm gonna say no, because Stan Van Gundy might be a little offended by it, you know? Might not know that Chia follows a fellow Italian,
yeah.
You know?
That's right.
And plus, those pizza box guys are kind of heavy, you know? They're often busting out of their shirts, just like Stan.
So you don't think he told him about it at all?
I don't think so. No, I think he'd be worried that maybe Stan would be offended by it or something, wouldn't see the humor.
Okay, so Chief, I'm going to disagree. Van Gundy's got himself a sense of humor. I think he has self-awareness. He looks in the mirror. He's not seeing a skinny beach body. He knows what he is. And he's open about all his food takes. Like, I almost think he would take it maybe as a sign of respect. The only way that Harlan does not bring this up to Stan Van Gundy is if game day Harlan is so bleeping locked in that he can't even, like, he can't even mess around with some of the funsy jokesy stuff. It's like, hey, this is Western Conference Finals. Yeah. This is my chair now. Yeah. Move over, Marv Albert. I'm too locked in to even have a fun, friendly moment. But isn't that the male love language? If I bust your balls, Broadus, you know that we're cool.
Yeah, we're cool.
If I'm busting your balls, you know, like we're boys. If I don't feel comfortable enough to rag on you a little bit, then I probably don't know you that well yet, right?
Yes. But in that situation, you don't know Stan Van Gundy. You're busting his balls out of nowhere.
Potentially.
And Hartland laughed maniacally about
he
it.
Did. He really did.
He didn't defend his guy.
No.
I wonder if they, like, sit down and they're in, like, the press room and there's pizza. And it, like, Stan's over there eating some pizza.
Harlan just cracking up.
Harlan goes full knee slap.
Harlan just drops his tray.
Choking on his own laughter. Everybody's like, what the hell's wrong with Harlan?
Yeah, yeah. The way he's laughing at this, let's be further, though, he's been thinking what you said right there. He's been thought that.
What do you think, Lucius? Do you think he's calling out Stan? Do you think he mentioned that to Van Gundy?
Somebody else, could you believe? Somebody else believes what I believe about you.
So good. Hey, you know what we need to do? Walchuk and I have talked about this for a long time. We have built up, I know, Lucius, we have built up an archive of great sports laughs. We need to do a top 10 of sports laughs or like some type of sports laughs bracket when we get into like June or something, because I think that's going to crack the list there.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Me personally?
Kawhi's a one seed.
Yeah.
Kawhi's a one seed.
Hard to beat that.
I personally think he probably told him. I think he did. He probably says, Stan, well, I did.
We got to get back on the show.
I did some radio. I did some radio in Dallas. You're not going to believe what they asked me. And he's sitting there all like, he's stuck to his chair with his suit on and all. Oh, me. All right, my final one real quick here. Are there adjustments to be made for the Mavs, or do they just need to shoot better tonight? Simple answer there.
I think obviously they need to shoot better, but there are ways that they can help themselves. Hey, let's attack Jordan Poole and Steph Curry in the pick and roll the same way that they did to Luka. Let's also find a way to get Andrew Wiggins off of our guy for 94 feet. Whatever that adjustment is, if you need somebody else bringing the ball up, if you got to have somebody running between them almost to like just create some space there. But yes, definitely adjustments to be made.
I just think a checkup from the neck up, Brian.
Okay.
Okay, they need to get their heads in the game. They were smelling themselves, as Dak might say.
Dak might say.
A little bit too much after that Game 7 victory. They need to lock back in. Yeah, love it.
I love it. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 2:40. On Mondays, you get to Tell the Truth Monday. And Friday, you get the Sports Mix, a mix of interesting questions off the top of Broadus's head. We have keys to victory for tonight's Game 2 coming up next. The Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.